on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
There is the most bizarre photograph there in the Cairns Post, page 11 today. It's under the heading Rollover Closes Highway. And it's a picture by Brendan Ratke, and the subtitle reads, "The truck rollover on the Karanda Range, which closed the Kennedy Highway for 6 hours. Now, you'll see this and you say, oh, no one's got out of that alive, but it reads, it left two men in their 30s trapped in the truck for a number of hours before they were extracted and taken to Cairns Hospital with leg and pelvic injuries in a stable condition. I mean, this truck is completely pancaked. It is just amazing that they've got out alive, let alone admitted to hospital stable condition. Anyway, it reads here, frustrated motorists were quick to point out the findings of a $1.6 million traffic study. Following a truck rollover and subsequent Karanda Range closure yesterday, the Kennedy was closed for more than 6 hours after the truck rolled near the highway's hairpin at McAllister Range about 1 p.m. Due to the size of the truck, complexity of the road, it meant crews were always in for a lengthy clean-up with the road still closed at the time of print. And although there's never a good time for a traffic crash, it came just days after a $1.6 million state government traffic study which looked at transport corridors to the Tablelands identified no alternative route to address the Karanda Range Road would be needed for 30 years. It's just bizarre, isn't it? 30 years. It says here, the Karanda Road closes on average 44 times a year. 44 times a year it closes for an average of 7 hours for each closure. We had a gentleman on the program just a couple of, well, it might have been 3 days ago, I can't remember what day it was, Ken Harley. And Ken actually is listed here as the chairman of the Redcliffe Highway proposal. He mentioned it the other day, and I didn't have time to take up the meaning of this term, Redcliffe Highway proposal. We'll try and squeeze in a bit of an explanation of it today. It's pretty interesting stuff. But Ken's on the line. I just thought I'd better talk to Ken about, well, this development yesterday after what he was talking about as far as the delays and the silly report that's come out at a cost of $1.6 million out of Brisbane. Is he on the line? Yes, he is. G'day, Ken.
G'day, John. How you doing, mate?
I'm good. Do you see that photo on page 11 of the Cairns Post?
Yes, John. There's quite a few photos around, and I was once a float driver like that myself, up and down that hill.
Wow.
And so it was hats off to those two fellas, the bravery of the bloke to put it in the bank. Mm. That's a big move when you do that, because you don't know what's going to happen to you. And then the fact that they made it, which is a great thing, and they might have made it physically, but mentally they'll be in strife for a while.
You're an ex-truckie, I presume. Put it in the bank. What does it mean, that term?
That means that, well, when you have a runaway, I grew up as log trucks, and you either jumped out if there was no other cars around. And at 9 years old, I got thrown out of a truck that was a runaway.
Hell.
And then I got, like, the driver threw me out, and then he followed. Or the next thing that you do, if you can't put it over, or you can't, you're worried about other traffic, like that fella would have been so worried about other traffic yesterday, you put it into the bank, you steer it into the bank to roll it or hopefully collide the stuff and pull it up. But you nearly always end up in a rollover. When you're in the bank, when you go into the bank. So hats off to that fellow, mate. Those few seconds would have been terrifying.
Now, what does it mean? Yeah. This report suggests another 30 years of this. What does this accident, just as an example, what does this accident mean about proposal?
John, only a couple of days ago when the rain was over, a minibus went over with either six or seven in it. I can't remember now. Another car was upside down during all the rain. I can't remember the day. Maybe it was on the weekend, I think. It's just continuous. The road is overloaded. And the safety features, it's been a year now since I rang you and accused Main Roads of negligence in the safety infrastructure area. And I'm a bit sorry I did that now, because one thing I couldn't understand was the pride that a lot of people in Main Roads have with their keeping their highways and things. I couldn't quite understand why the thing had deteriorated the way it has. And then I ran. Then I found out all shipping, all rotten ships leak. I found out it wasn't them at all. It was the budget cuts that had been applied to them. That the work crew, maintenance crew at the base of the Karanda Range, that was working on that range every day, was headed up by a bloke named Johnny Singh. And the backhoe and the truck were always around cleaning drains, wiping down signs, replacing guideposts. When a sign was damaged in a collision or a tree fall, they were onto it the next morning. They were proud of what they did. Guardrails and things damaged. There was a stockpile of guardrails at the Smithfield Depot and they replaced them immediately. It's been 3 years to replace a particular set of guardrails where the Mareeba Transport semi-trailer went over the side when the backpackers collided with him. It's only just been replaced a few weeks ago. But it was 3 years of arguing and getting sent on this merry-go-round by Crawford's office. John, last year I invited Crawford. After trying to talk to him, I invited Crawford that I would pick him up. I'd try and get a prime mover from somewhere so he got a good visibility, or I'll take him in my car or in his car, whatever, to pick him up at Smithfield and we'll go up slowly and have a look up and down and I can point all the stuff out to him. And all I got was, thanks for your interest, was the reply email. So on a particular bend near Rainforest Station, it's a bend that you get into, it's a long sweeping bend, goes down to Streets Creek. So if you're coming down the range, you get into that bend, and if you don't know what's coming, that the bend tightens up, and you're in a heavy truck or in a car.
Now, Kenneth, you're going to have to stand very still. You keep breaking up now.
Oh, okay.
Just repeat the last sentence.
So this steep sweeping bend going down into Streets Creek, it's a high accident rate area and they are dangerous accidents because you haven't got anywhere to go but into the other flow of traffic. So there's been many, many incidents. There was one there here just last week. There was another one where the people lost it and went into the ditch.
God.
Now, John, when we did the upgrades back when Warren Pitt was the Transport Minister and we got a lot of upgrades done after the very serious accident where the semi-trailer lost its brakes and fell on top of a car and collided with another car and sent it over the side. Okay, so we had major upgrades. One of those was to sign this bend with all those large, luminous arrow-type signs. And you make a wall of them or a corridor of them so that when you come around the corner, all these signs are hitting you in the eye, day or night.
Yes.
From either direction, these signs went either way. Now, as they've been collided with over the last few years and as the trees have fallen on top of them, they haven't been replaced.
Really?
The day I rang you and told you about them all laying in the grass and in the bush there, not long after that, suddenly they got picked up and taken away. They didn't get replaced.
Wow.
I can take you to many places where they did do some guardrails here recently, many more places there where the guardrails are torn and they're not effective anymore. Where they're torn out of the ground, they're not effective anymore. The trees, one of the biggest problems is the trees and the slippery nature they make of the surface. But now under legislation, you've got to try and achieve a cover over the road.
Oh.
So here we have, all the way along the road, particularly up here on the Karanda end, we have wattle trees, a life, I'm told, of 22 years. They're a pioneer species when you clear land or what have you. And then they fall down. They're leaning out over the road and they can't do a thing about them. They're not allowed to touch them. You know, I've had that experience with Mareeba Shire too, the difficulty they have when they want to prune a tree back, or Ergon want to prune a tree back.
Oh.
This is madness.
Yeah.
We've gone crazy, but we're playing like yesterday, like every day, like those people in that bloody minibus. They went over where the Mareeba Transport semi-trailer went over and the bloke got spinal injuries and that was a hell of a job to get him out of that. If I remember correctly, they had to tie that truck up first, I think. to get him out. Mm. Well, that's a high accident. That's up what we call Duggies. It's nearly where the bus depot is at Caranda. Mm. That bend is a high accident bend, and yet there's still no guardrail over all but a vertical drop right beside the road. Mm. There's nowhere to go there if you lose it. And heaps of cars lose it because if it's wet or it's slimy or there's been a spillage, they come into the bend, then they've got nowhere. If they get in a slide, they've got nowhere to take the car. They must collide with the other traffic. There's just no other choice.
God, this is bizarre.
And then, John, you go along then to the, it's probably sound like a whinger, but like people are getting hurt. You go along to this amazing safety upgrade of the Kennedy Highway between Caranda and Mareeba. Mm. And you talk to the transport operators. Because of the sea of guardrails that are on that road, if they have a strap, they look in their mirror, they're checking their straps, their chains or whatever that tie their loads down. That's something you do in a truck, just second nature. You study the load every now and then. Mm. Okay? And they see something that's a bit sparse. And they want to pull up. They want to pull up pretty soon. They can slow it down and get to somewhere. Mm. John, whole heaps of those pullover places, they were traditional. We all knew where they were.
Yeah.
They're all guardrailed in. Mm. Talk to Simon Tuxworth about it. He starts bouncing about it. Mm. You know, or you're climbing the range. We had a few spots where you could get off, but we needed more. Mm. And the truck goes into overheat or something. There's alarms ringing in the truck. And it's telling you, hey, I'm sick, I need to stop.
Mm.
You've got to stop in the middle of the road. You've got to pull up where you are because you need more of these little pullover bays and things like that. Not asking to get the bulldozer stuck into the hill or anything like that.
Yeah.
But there's some practical things that can be done.
Mm.
10 years ago, or might be more now, the Kennedy Highway between Mareeba and Speewa was declared a B-double route.
Mm.
So the B-doubles could come as far as Speewa, then they had to disconnect and come down single trailer.
Yeah.
And to go up and pick their other trailer up. So traditionally, they parked there at Avondale Creek, opposite the water ski park. You saw the trailers sitting there.
Yeah.
And then when the roadworks went on, they were parking in the street near McDonald's in Smithfield. It was a place I saw them a lot, trying to, in the dark, trying to handle their trailers there.
Mm.
But, John, they... At the Speewa end, there's no place to park for them. There's nowhere to leave. So they leave their trailers all over the shop. They shove them in here and shove them in there, poor buggers. And then some of them who are new to the area and come with their bees, they get to the Barron River Bridge and they realise they can't cross. They disconnect and leave their trailer at the Caranda Cemetery, right at the widening there. You know, so here they are, these fellas. You've got to think about the truckies. They're playing in the traffic. They squeeze the trailer off the road as they park at the Caranda lights. They squeeze the trailer off as far as they can.
Yeah.
Then they watch the traffic and wait for a gap to go back and start the disconnection process.
Mm.
And then when they come back, they've got to pull up and reverse and carry on to connect up again.
Ken, it's bizarre. And when you tell us these things, clearly there's been the most appalling breakdown of communication, you would think, between the planning authorities and the people on the coalface, and these are the drivers, etc. Can I just ask you, this is interesting.
John, let me just finish that.
Very quickly.
Let me finish that one. Years ago, in Main Roads, we had a fellow named Bruce Ollison who used to set up consultative groups. And we used to meet regularly in Mareeba, Caranda, Smithfield, all over the place and talk to the industry that used the road. Now I'll leave it, mate, but that's all gone.
Yeah, I do now remember Bruce Ollison. Don't go away. Everyone's saying, how the hell could they come up with a recommendation of another 30 years without any requirement of work on the Caranda Range Road? After what you've said this morning, now we know how and why this has come out with such a ridiculous forecast, a ridiculous requirement, because they've seemingly just lost their way. They are just totally out of communication with the people who will have the information they need.
John, I've got here beside me the Main Roads figures, the Main Roads predictions, their own reports. And then I have that huge and magnificent investigation in 2019 that Far North Queensland Regional Organisation Council's financed. And they went through and repeated and re-examined the main roads data. Now, I can't open at the moment, but the fact is that Main Roads reported to government and reported to FINROC that by 2005, the road will have exceeded its capacity. They also reported, you know, you can look at that report and see where all the accidents have happened. You can look at that report and see the savings and the fuel burns and what have you that are involved with the freight industry.
Yeah.
You can see that they predict an increase of 4.4% year after year after year just of freight trucks. That blows this $1.6 million study clean out the window when they say the growth's only going to be 1%. That's taking us for fools. And now I bet you they start the backflip. But John, we can go on and on and on playing with the Karanda Range Road. It certainly needs a safety infrastructure upgrade, and we need to do something about these trees. That is for sure. The tree's going to fall on a car again. Trees have fallen on cars there. But we haven't had a fatality yet.
Yeah.
Okay. We need to look at the designs of some of the proposals, the genuine proposals, not the pie in the sky stuff. Look at those designs. Spends $1.6 million not on another bloody study, but on a study by geologists and environmentalists and things to find a route over the mountain that is more direct, that links in with the Cairns present and future transport network, which includes the Cairns bypass road up over the inlet one day in the future. That's where the millions need to be spent, and find a road that is freight efficient and passenger and people safe.
Ken, I really appreciate this update, but I've really got to move on. Next time we're talking on air, we've got to get an understanding of this so-called Ready Cliff Highway proposal, because people just haven't got their head around that at all and probably haven't even heard of it until the last couple of days. I've got to shoot through. This has been really, really worthwhile. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, John.
Isn't he an amazing bloke? His name's Ken Harley, H-A-R-L-E-Y, and he's listed on my screen as chairman of the Redcliffe Highway proposal.